ask them to close their eyes, and we did mentally the whole boat trip once again, but this time through the eyes of a bat, of a fish, of a kind of plant living alongside the river.
Welcome back to the Cities Rematch podcast, the show where we talk about urban transitions and how to change stuff in cities. I'm your voice of choice, Johannes Riegler, and this is More Than Human Co-Creation and Participation in Mechelen. This is part two of a conversation I had with the colleagues of the city of Mechelen in the scope of the European Urban Initiative funded WATSEPS project. That stands for Water as the Source of Urban Public Spaces. So WATSEPS is really redefining how the city of Mechelen is dealing with water and is rebuilding the connections between the water, between the river Deila, which runs through this very historic and very beautiful picturesque old city center, and how the public spaces can be a connector between the Deila and the people. And the special thing about WATSEPS is that it uses very innovative methods, the More Than Human co-creation method, let's say, to build empathy and to connect not only the people with the water and the people to the water, but also to take into account the interests and needs of the More Than Human inhabitants, that is the animals and the plants living in the Deila. Over the next years, the project will really redefine Mechelen's connection to the water. Along the river, there will be several sites which have different uses in 2027, some for youngsters, some for biodiversity, some for to increase the livability of the people living in the city. And today we talk to Mark van der Weken from the city of Mechelen. He is, I would say, the mastermind behind this More Than Human approach and More Than Human co-creation. We talk about the ambitions and how it went with the citizen assembly. They're running a citizen assembly in Mechelen to bring in the interests not only of the people, but also on the animals and plants. And Mark will tell us all about that in today's episode. If you haven't done so, I really invite you to check out the first part of this series with the WATSEPS project. So that is an interview or a conversation I had with Nicole Lacoma, where we talk about the origins of the project, why it is so relevant that Mechelen is reconnecting to the water. And it really gives a good basis of knowledge for the discussion also today. So if you want to check it out before you dive into this conversation, the link is down in the show notes. Feel free to listen to it before you dive into this one. But enough for the monologue. Here's my conversation with Mark van der Weken from the city of Mechelen, which we recorded in June 2024. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Johannes.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Tell us a little bit about your role in the city of Mechelen and about your work.
Yeah, I have two different jobs in the city, which are very nicely combined. The one is a European project called Speak Up, where we enhance the capacity of the city in how the city is dealing with the citizens, with the stakeholders, and vice versa, how participation can be put on, let's say, next level. And the other job is the European Urban Initiatives project WATSEPS, what concerns the river Deila, an historical river running through the middle of our city. And I do the design of the participation in there.
And I'm very happy that I have the chance to guide your project or to be with you over the next 3.5 years. That is already a very nice experience, and it's amazing to be here in Mechelen. What makes you enthusiastic about changing the relationship between people and the river Deila?
To me, the river Deila is very inspirational, because I notice when you dive in, literally, people develop a big effect towards water quality and nature, and just experiencing the public space, experiencing each other. But by history, it felt a little bit like we turned our back to the mm-hmm. river. And by putting the river back in front of the attention, we really noticed that there's a huge potential in bringing people together, bringing people in contact to nature, and give another position to the river as a very important actor in our city.
Mm-hmm. Right, the river runs through the old part of the city, right? It's very, very scenic. And when you walk the streets, or when you walk the Dailepad, that is a boardwalk through the river, right? That was, when did you implement that? 2008, I believe?
Yeah, yeah.
It completely changes the perspective of how you perceive the river or the water in the city. And you can really see that there's a lot going on and a lot of changing, also changing processes. Tell us a little bit how you envision the bringing back nature into the city.
Yeah, to start with, when we take decisions about our surroundings, about the environment, we often take a decision that is like more thought about exploitation, about a rational measurement to take care of, for example, human needs around the case of a river, around the banks, around the locks and stuff like that. But sometimes we just forget the perspective of nature, that is also too an inhabitant of these banks and of this river. So when we did set up the citizen assembly to gather information and ideas from our citizens to bring out the basic principles to get along with this project, we thought of what about bringing the perspective of nature inside, and not say let's make an assembly of citizens, but make an assembly of inhabitants. Mm-hmm. And we did a kind of exercise where we brought in the voice of nature. And in the beginning, I was a little bit cautious about how the people would accept the idea. But then we really worked it out, and we did a kind of captatio, a kind of design of how to bring in this voice of nature. And then it felt that people were really enthusiastic to represent this voice of nature.
You told me yesterday about the co-creation process and about the citizen assembly, how you got them together. Can you tell us more? How was that process? How did you get people together, and how did they contribute, and did they stay motivated throughout the process?
Yeah. So, in fact, we did first do a lottery on the 88,000 inhabitants, human inhabitants in Mechelen. And then we did send out 5,000 random letters to people to invite them. On the responses we got, we did a kind of stratification. So we have a good representation of gender, of a mixture of diversity, of age, people living in the center, people living abroad the city, on the same surface, of course, of the city. And then at the end, we with this stratification, we did gather a group of like 33 people at the end participating, but they all remained within the citizen assembly. And then we did invite them on a boat trip, mm-hmm. To experience the river. Like you said, when you walk along the river, on the river, you have another lecture of what the river means in the city. So we explained the project to the people, but we also let them experience the river on the boat trip. And then we talked about the project, what we are planning to do, and so on. And then the first session, we did invite some experts talking about urbanism, talking about planning, talking about water quality, talking about the perspective of plants and nature within urban planning, and what it means to take measures, and what it what the impact can mean on the river and on the inhabitants of the river. And then the third session, we ask the people to give recommendations on different sites of the project, on the case, on thematic projects like swimming in open water, on water quality, on biodiversity, and so on. And they gave a lot of recommendations because they were really good informed by the experts. And some of them, after the hours, went to look up things themselves, and they discussed with family and friends about this project. So there was a lot of fuss going on, and they also inspired each other because the discussions never ended. It was really, there was a big buzz going on at the moment. And then we asked them to come together once more, and then we did a kind of visualization exercise where we taught a story back on the boat. We asked them to close their eyes, and we did mentally the whole boat trip once again, but this time through the eyes of a bat, of a fish, of a kind of plant living alongside the river. And we did select personas with their own needs and with their own characteristics and how they would fit in a kind of environment. And then after that we after that story where we went along the river and here the fish is experiencing this and that, and then there's noise and the bat got some problems with the light in the evening and so on, so we situated but we gave them all names and then they received one by one a card with a persona and with characteristics on it.
How did it go? Because you said before you were concerned.
I was concerned because I must say our citizens mostly have this no bullshit mentality. And I thought like, ooh, this is a risky one. But at the end, I guess when I look back to the procedure, the way that we invited them to go on the boat, the way that we invited the experts to talk about all these subjects, and then this visualization exercise, and then before they did the recommendations by their own experience, so they already felt familiar with the process of bringing out ideas and formulate them. And then we did this visualization exercise, and they had to represent a kind of animal back on the sites. And then 122 recommendations came out.
Wow.
From the voice of nature. And that was amazing. I mean, to me, that really catched me. And I saw in the whole process that by experiencing all these examples and by the sensorial experience on that boat trip and by the what the experts told, that the people developed a kind of mildness and that the way they looked at nature in the city was I will not say completely changed, but they developed an empathy. Which is far beyond functional design as a human. It was not this typical exploitation model. We have a surface, we need concrete. We can do this and that. No, there was at once a huge context that opened itself and that brought in another discourse.
So this is so interesting, because also this approach of bringing in the non-human perspectives of plants and animals to a co-creation process, I don't think it has been tested often, and also not, especially not, that it was or that it is driven by local public administration, which makes it very, very special. So I totally see that you might have been worried if it would work out, but I think it is so interesting also to see, and there's so much to learn from this perspective from this process you just described, that you have the boat trip, that you get people on board. What are we talking about, actually? And why is that relevant? And then have some experts talking with the citizen panel to see, bringing it into a larger perspective, and then together develop these recommendations. And 122 recommendations are quite a lot. I also know you developed some basic principles. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this after this exercise with these recommendations, and there was a lot of these recommendations, we had to make a kind of cluster exercise, and that was the last day in the deliberation process. And if you in general the subjects of the citizen assembly and the main question was how can we take care of the river as a place where everybody, inclusive animals and plants, can enjoy being there, enjoy just feeling welcome, and how can we develop a kind of respect, deep respect for each other, and then it's about biodiversity, it's about swimming in open water. When you swim in open water, you also too feel vulnerable as an organism. About water quality, of course, and about the possibility to create places to meet each other. So social cohesion between humans, but also between humans and nature, just to live together. And then at the end, how can we attract more citizens and inhabitants to enjoy this project together? So the classification of the clusters we had to make was respect, enjoy staying, and then accessibility, of course, and then communication, but also to in a way how to sensibilize the citizens for future support on how we can achieve the objective to make this river more livable and beautiful as a place to meet each other, to do some activities, but also to enjoy this beautiful place in our city. Mm-hmm. And concerning respect, of course, it was about waste and water quality, and that's evident. But they asked us also to use this voice of nature in the future participation project. So they really supported the methodology to use it in the future, because it was also too in a study that was made after the citizen assembly. The people really enjoyed the way they did form an opinion, because they felt a transformation in how their opinion was made. So that's something we would like to bring in the future. And then they ask, for example, also to give 30% of our banks back to nature. Which
of
is,
the riverbanks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's we will now have to see where and how and so on. But then there was the other classification that was how we make it possible that the inhabitants, humans, plants, animals, enjoy staying there. That was, of course, also about water quality, about improve the habitat of plants and animals, planting new plants in a smart way, that they can filter the water quality, they can bring in oxygen, that we can create nests for bats or for birds or stuff like that. And then the other basic principle is to create a very attractive, diverse, and sustained environment around the river. And then concerning accessibility, it was on how to make the banks running up slowly, that they're not aggressive, vertical, mineralized, but that they are like made of soil, that there are plants growing, and that you have a attractive green zone along the river, and that diverse groups can integrally and safely enjoy being there, and that there are enough infrastructure, like something to protect people from the sun, from the rain, that there are toilets, public mm-hmm. toilets along the river, and also too that there are places where people can rest, but also nature can rest.
How does your work, or how does the project connect or contribute to, let's say, tackling global urban challenges? And how does it connect to European ambitions related to sustainable urbanization?
No, in fact, there's the European framework that we have to take care of our rivers in the year 2027, it will be launched, and we already prepare our population to develop another attitude towards the river. In the citizen assembly, there was also asked to formulate a principle concerning sensibilization. So inclusive communication to diverse target groups was really important, but also to that they asked us to develop a kind of knowledge, a kind of empathy towards biodiversity. That the river is seen not only as a transport axe, but also as an axe where inhabitants are living, plants, animals, and the local ecological context of the river. So I guess a part of the constructual sides of this project, we have also to some mental sides, and that is on changing the attitude of our inhabitants towards the river, that they take care of the river, that it's normal that we see the river as a kind of persona, and that's also too one of the ambitions where we would like to land, is that in the future, if we would take decisions about the river, that we develop in our own city a kind of framework on how decisions are made, that we take care of this or give voice to this nature, use it as a kind of checklist.
Mm-hmm. That's very beautiful, because you also describe, I really like how you describe this process of, let's call it, getting nature back to the river and getting it biodiversity into the city as something not only infrastructural, but you describe it as the mental side by developing empathy and already doing that with the co-creation process. I think this is really inspiring also for many other cities, hopefully, that once you dare to take the step, take the lead, and don't feel, as you described it before, feel a bit worried if that will work, mm-hmm. if you have the process set out in a way so that people can relate to it and build this empathy, then it is a wonderful tool and a wonderful way to reconnect between the human and the non-human.
Yeah. And for example, today we will do our first participation moment within an organization or let's say an event for the youth. It's on an evenemental site where you have like a skate park, a climbing zone, a circus activities are there. You have breakdance and so on. So they have a huge event planned for today. So we're going to install their a manned unit where we inform the young people about the project and about particularly what we plan to do alongside this youth park where the river is passing to. And for example, we set up some activities where they can enjoy the river by kayaking. They can go and take a look. But when they get a kayak, they also do get a kind of arm to pick up dirt in the city and a bag to bring back, and they will give testimonies about what they experienced. They can put tags on the street where they find dirt, and they can afterwards come to us and talk about it, and then we will ask some questions about what they experienced by it and how they see the future for the river and how they would like to pass their time alongside the banks, but also to how they feel the nearby nature and how their actions interfere with this nature, and that we would like just to test with them what they experience.
Very curious. I'm happy to be part of that also, and I'm very curious how it goes later today. Mark, what's next for WhatsApps and for the project? I think you're entering the design phase very soon. So what is to be expected in the next year?
Yeah, to be expected is that now we will install some moments where there's some mass of people coming by. We will install some manned units where we inform people and ask them to give opinions on, for example, these basic principles from the Citizen Assembly and other questions to know their findings, to know the needs also too, what they would like to have alongside the river, but also to already to sensibilize them concerning the subjects of nature and water quality. But a part of that, we will install a totem on the site where we inform all passengers that are passing by. And on this totem, we installed a citizen dialogue kit. And that's an unmanned kit where you can put in questions. And the idea is that we gather a lot of information from all kind of passengers passing by. And then afterwards, we will do like more specific co-creation tracks once the designers are at work. And then together with our local high school, Thomas More, we will use visualizations techniques like artificial intelligence and AR, VR, to put the different needs and perspective from different stakeholders and target groups on the already basic plans we have on the different sites. And the different sites are a swimming zone on how to swim in open water, a residential zone where we will green a residential street that is connected to the river and bring in the green from the river towards the city. Another zone is a lowered quay at the riverbank where we would like to put create a place for families with little children, and another site is a place for the youth where it's just a chilling place in the green at the waterside to do some kayaking and just to enjoy a quiet nice place at the river. And there's still another project, but it's more for the future, where we would like to develop a lot of possibilities for people to meet each other and all kind of people. But that's a project that we will realize after the period 27. But we will already start up the co-creation, because now there's so much fuss going on, and we would like to take that with us.
Very good. I'm very curious how things will develop, and we will come back also on the podcast for the next update in a year about that. Mark, thank you so much. All the best for the event today.
Yeah, you too.
That's it for today. That was my conversation with Mark van der Weken from the city of Mechelen. If you haven't done so, I really invite you to check out the first part on the WhatsApps project, the interview with Nicola Coma. You find the link down below in the show notes. If you want to learn more about WhatsApps and all other EUI funded projects, go to Portico. That is the gateway to urban learning. You find the link also below. There are more publications on WhatsApps on there. Also, you find links to WhatsApps on the in the show notes below. And we will come back latest in a year to see the progress of the WhatsApps project. So this is really cool that we can kind of follow the project on Cities Reimagined and see how it evolves and learn as we go. That's all for today. So thank you for tuning in, and I hope to catch you soon.